back out at the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Christmas Craft Show. Reminder that doors will open Saturday, tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 9 to 3 p.m. It will be a $1 donation at the door to get in. All of those donations will go back to local charities. I'm here on the far north side of the building with Mallory and Shop by Night. I understand that you're running a children's boutique. Where does the inspiration come for that?
Correct. Yeah, we started about 6 years ago when my oldest was born. I just really enjoyed finding him clothes, and he was a he, and boy, things were hard to come by, especially we farm here in the area, so finding farm boy clothes were hard, and so that's what got it going. We started small actually here in Gifford. My husband and I lived here, and since then we've grown. We built a house in rural Armstrong, and we have a 30-foot mobile trailer that we take all over the Midwest to different events throughout the entire year.
I can see the mobile trailer. It's kind of a bit of an eye catch as soon as you walk back here. Anything in particular that determines the specific selection of outfits you have available?
Yeah, we try to keep it rural. We try to keep it farm, ag related. I try to only carry things I would put my kids or my niece or nephew in. We try to keep them durable, affordable. You get what you pay for. We carry anything from baby things to new items to blankets, accessories, toys. We have boots for all sizes. A few things for the adults. We like to do the mom and me or even dad and me things. So, yeah.
So the mom and me and dad and me, could you go into a little more detail about that?
Yeah. We carry things that fit your kiddo, and then they would also fit you as well. And I've tried really hard. We go to market. The main one we go to is in Dallas, so that I hand select everything that we carry. And I want them to be able to fit a real body, not just a mannequin model from a website picture. So they're pieces that fit my husband, my dad, you know, they're real fits and durable that are going to last years, not just the season.
So then does your family get often subject to sessions of testing on outfits to make sure they fit?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my mom or sister always go with me to market. And then we have kids, various ages that we do, from baby to I have older nieces and nephews. I put things in my dad. Heck, my grandma and grandpa, they're huge supporters of us as well. So as far as I know, everyone enjoys modeling. It's always free will. We aren't subject or against bribery. My little ones here today, they get bribed with food and snacks, or you get to hang out with grandma today. So
I was about to mention, it looks like they're really enjoying their payments. Yes. For their services. So do you take them around everywhere you go then?
For the most part, yeah. So we also raise, and my kids are getting old enough, we do show pigs, so we've also started to go to more livestock shows around the area, or we travel to Indy, Louisville, things like that, so they come along. I'm selective on what events we go to because they need to be family friendly.
So I just wanted to ask, because I noticed there were a couple other booths around here. Did you do 4-H, or would you encourage your kids to go into 4-H in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I was a 10-year member. I was actually an ag teacher prior to having kids. So FFA as well. My oldest is only 7, so he'll start 4-H here when he turns 8, and absolutely, yep.
Thinking that, well, obviously you can't bribe him with snacks forever, and hoping that maybe one day one of them will take over. You've got any plans to train them in the business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my oldest, he's a he, so he prefers when we go to the livestock shows, he goes to the livestock barns, but, you know, this kind of thing helps fund that, as we all know. It's not free to raise animals and all these things our kids are in, so yeah, we'll see who takes it over, where it grows from here.
Yeah, and you did mention family-friendly events, and wanted to bring up that tomorrow there will be pictures with Santa from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mallory, thank you so much for your time. This was very informative, and thank you for telling a bit of your story.
Thank you. And if you're unable to come this weekend, we're also hosting an event at the Champaign County Fair grounds next Saturday for Shop Small Saturday. See you market at the fair, and you can also shop us online at sbkboutique.com.
Perfect. Again, check out the store. They've got a wonderful selection of outfits, toys, boots, and more than just that. And be sure to stay tuned right here on WI2Y for continued coverage of the Gifford State Bank 42nd Annual Christmas Craft Show.